The Gauntlet. The close marks a standoff between supply and demand that reflects equilibrium or imbalance. Overnight activities may release tension on this spring or pull it to the breaking point. Western markets seek stability through price discovery as the sun rises in New York. On listed exchanges, specialists estimate retail demand through their order book. NASDAQ market makers communicate with ECNs before the open and represent prices that test boundaries until the most aggressive participants win the inside bid-ask spread. The S&P futures contract impacts the pre-open through fair value arbitrage. But rather than offer leadership, this frantic market often paints the opening tape to invite trade execution and then fades immediately. These whipsaws have grown in lockstep with the introduction of small-sized mini-contracts and electronic execution. The NASDAQ 100 futures present a popular new indicator for opening demand. But equities traders should realize that the stock markets themselves provide the best leading information about the eventual opening tick. Changing spreads seek the moving target of opening momentum. But no one really knows how the public or institutions will impact price when the broad markets open. The opening surge may or may not ignite a subsequent trend. The first hour searches for direction as it forces action through a testing gauntlet in order to gauge demand. This price discovery builds a roadmap to guide both the trading floor and retail public in setting balanced prices for securities. Look for a third bar reversal about 11 or 12 minutes into the new day. This frequent test refers to the third bar or candle of the 5-minute S&P futures contract or equity indices as measured from the 9:30 a.m. opening of the U.S. stock markets. This time zone corresponds with the 15-minute market quote delay built into most retail access until recent years. In past times, painting the tape for this crowd ensured some additional volume for the market makers and specialists. Because retail traders were often the last paper in the door, other market forces could then take over and trigger a reversal or sideways action. Although real-time access to the markets has grown substantially, the third bar reversal still shows its face in many morning sessions. A second time zone, right after 10 a.m., tries to reverse any trend established at the open. The origin of this fade could be the frequent release of government economic data at this time, but even on days with no news, a strong expectation for this 35-minute test often turns into a self-fulfilling event. This specific time zone has tremendous importance for swing traders. Many professionals will not enter positions until the gauntlet ensures that the trend they want to trade will remain intact. They rely upon the outcome of this 35-minute test more than any other for making their early decisions. Trends that survive first-hour testing may continue throughout the day. These early mechanics trigger another unique behavior of the market open. The last 15 minutes or so of the first hour often reflect capitulation by the gauntlet's losing side. Price movement shifts to the winning trend for the day and can escalate as many swing traders fill their first executions. Watch for this 10:20 a.m. impulse very closely. An opening trend should resume right at this time if the gauntlet shows little countertrend strength. But if the expected move does not appear, an immediate reaction can trigger a major reversal. Examine the 10 minutes that lead into this time zone to determine the likely outcome. For example, weak countertrend rallies that fade into 10:20 a.m. will often ignite strong selling right at this interval. This 50-minute move originates through several internal forces. First, many swing traders rely on first-hour breakout systems. Although this method requires that they wait through a full 60 minutes for the daily trend to exert itself, many jump the gun and enter positions early. Second, other participants wait for opening volatility to dissipate, and this time promotes their first daily executions. The first hour sets themes that repeat themselves throughout the trading day. Market participants reveal their strengths and weaknesses during this testing gauntlet. Volume then drops sharply, constricting price movement and setting range resistance difficult to penetrate until one side gathers new momentum. This often provides clear boundaries for the action that follows. Intraday traders use first-hour breakout systems to beat the market. This early strategy sets up support and resistance at short-term price extremes, especially in choppy markets. Breaks through these important levels should induce profitable bar expansion in the direction of the penetration. These known tendencies support classic setups, such as buying momentum, fading resistance, and buying pullback dips.